Hey guys, I'm coming at you today with a song breakdown. This is How to Sing Like Billie Eilish, and we're doing the song No Time to Die. Okay, so immediately, really quiet. She's like right on the microphone, as you can probably tell. She's right on it. She's singing so, so softly that it's almost a whisper. And something that is a really unique characteristic in her voice is that she has a vibrato that sits on almost just the breath, rather than there's hardly any tone left, and it's just vibrato on breath, which is incredible, and it's a lovely characteristic. So if you want to start practicing and you want to build some vibrato, pop your hands in front of your mouth, because you don't want to sing loudly right now. So put your hands in front of your mouth, and you want to change the pitch. So it's only a tiny, tiny pitch change, but something like a and you can hear that, it's almost and then what you want to do is bounce from singing the tone to going to nothing, to breath. So just breath. And it doesn't matter if the tone cuts out completely and it just goes to breath, because that will be progress in itself. So don't worry about if the tone cuts out and you just have that breath there. And then she's doing that on the end of all the words, and even on if she holds an N, so on the consonant there. So that will be something to practice. But keep it really, really, really breathy. So if you put your fingers where your larynx is, if you went ah, ah, and make a big sound ah, you don't want to feel that. You want to feel them open, ah, rather than ah, ah, really together, ah, ah. Open as much as you can. So
just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own.
Okay, I'm pausing there because she's got some vocal fry. So vocal fry is the chords are kind of coming together, just like you're resting in a big armchair, and you lean back and just go, and just relax back. They're not vocal fry. It's not squeezing on your neck and going, and squeezing everything in. It's more of a relaxed, and it's just a very, very light kind of touch in the center. So if you feel any squeeze on your neck, it's too much. You just want to just really grab your as relaxed as you can possibly make it.
You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else?
So I'm just pausing it really quick there. Her like mood, if you like, or the intent behind what's going on, it's lazy singing. Like you want to feel like you're almost dragging behind a little bit, and you can be super lazy about how you're singing, almost like you didn't care, almost like you're like over it, and you're like, I'm singing about this, but I'm totally over you right now, and I'm singing like I am not bothered. So you do not want to be bright and happy about what you're doing here. This is moody, undersung. So here we go, carrying on.
That I've fallen for a lie. You were never on my side.
OK, Okay, on that word side, if you start and you could go hi, say the word hi. Hi. The true chords are kind of open. It's the false chord, so that feeling in the throat where you can hear it, audible. And you do that on a hi. That's how she's going to say that word. Side. So it's not side, side, but like a cute little thing. I don't know if she's actually doing this, but it kind of sounds like it. When she says her D's, da 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 da, da. You could do your D with like a very quick flick of the tongue, da da da. but she almost holds hers at the roof, just behind her top teeth, at the roof, da da. So it makes the D sound ever so slightly different. I don't know if you can hear this when you hear the song as well. So, no time to da da. It's kind of cute, but it's just kind of something that's going on there. So we're halfway through the song, and a lot of what we spoke about already is just going to come back around now. There's that trademark vibrato. You're no longer my concern. Faces from my past return. There's your vocal front. This is the first time in the song now that there is actually a bit more kind of chord closure, if you like. There's a bit more, the vocal is much more present now. It's building in energy. So you've got these kind of stronger notes. Learn, which it wasn't there previously in the song. So allowing a little bit more now from the vocal. To match the production building. Be very careful though, because in that pre-chorus there, if it was, I think it was pre-chorus, the vocal was building there, but be very careful, don't start belting right now, because this last bit she just did there, she went back to that very, very airy, fool me once, fool me twice, even though the background, the music, the production was much bigger, her voice was definitely not belting there, so you've got to really, really be disciplined to pull the voice right back again on that, and to sing really quietly and airy like she does actually kind of uses more energy in a way than singing loud. Okay, so almost a belt, I guess, compared to what she's been doing before. So this is where you're really letting go. So if you just, to get the voice into that place, just start by going, hey, and just call out. Make sure it feels really free, really open. Hey, and then she does a pretty nice slide on it. So when she goes in on the onset, time to die. She slides up and then slides down the other side on that nice belt. So that's your biggest moment in the song. But as I say, to get your voice into that place, just do it and start calling out. Feel really free about what you're doing there. And that's your climax of the song right there. Just no time to die. And at the end, it comes around really nicely, full circle. The vocal is pretty much exactly the same right at the end as it was right at the beginning. So you've gone full circle. If you're working with a backing track on this, you've just got to be careful of your timing at the end there, because the vocal's in first. There's just no time to die. And then the music comes in. So don't be waiting for the music at the end, basically. You'll have to work on the timing to get that. And that is No Time to Die, How to Sing Like Billie Eilish. So I hope you enjoyed that. Good luck, and thank you for tuning in.